Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your hosts, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Good morning, Tampa Bay, and welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on another Super Saturday. It's December 9th, the second Saturday in December. Live from our Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, Ice Pick Vodka, and Body Armor Studios across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg. I'm Mike Rickard, joined by baseball Ben Botham, and as always, you're on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, and of course, RadioSt.Pete.com and Florida Sports Stream Channel. And we've got a jam show, as always. But we'll talk a little Bucks-Falcons. We'll talk in our Tampa Bay Rowdies High School segment. In the house, Jim Hart will assist me with this. East Lake Lady Eagles. Got three of the young ladies here already in the wings, ready to come up and talk a little high school soccer. Joe Geiger will break down the high school football championships the last few nights and days. 10 a.m. kickoffs, kind of unique. We'll talk a little bit about that. Of course, he'll break down the high school soccer results. We're into the basketball season. Things are very exciting, and lots of sports to cover on the high school side, brought to you by Body Armor. And then we'll talk to John Ruggles. John Ruggles is bringing a All-American bowl game, football bowl game in January. We'll talk about that with him. Wyatt Ross will give us our Bolts insider. We just had Paul Porter, and speaking of Paul Porter, he's the voice of the Orlando Magic, and I know you're not an NBA guy, but they're in first place right now, and that's got to be exciting for Paul Porter to be on the call over there in Orlando. And then we'll talk to Dan McCarney, a good buddy of mine, that was a former Iowa State head football coach. He was at USF. He won a national championship as an assistant with the Florida Gators back in the Urban Meyer days, and we'll talk about the college football landscape and how difficult it is to navigate. Can you imagine navigating right now with a portal and NIL and all the other distractions, Ben Botham? You got to be a businessman, a communicator. And as far as I'm concerned, the majority of the things taking place prior to this happening were all illegal in the NCAA.
Yes, they were. But even now, you might even need a lawyer. I don't know if you saw this, but Ronnie D's putting up $1 million for FSU for legal funds to try and figure out this whole college football situation.
Well, I don't blame him. People need to get the governing bodies their arms around this. As Kirk Herbstreit said, this is the wild, wild west. Nobody really is a governing body. Things are being done, and no one's concerned about the ramifications, because what are you going to get from the NCAA?
Not much.
They're going after kids in Iowa, Iowa State this past year, by the way, for gambling. I don't know if you saw that. Over the summertime, for a measly $2,500. Now, it's kind of interesting. They went after both schools, and nothing's happened anywhere else. You know these guys are on the app.
Yeah, well, when I was in the NCAA, when I was playing for Savannah State, we had to sign paperwork that said, we're not going to gamble, we're not going to do anything. You're really not even allowed to do scratch-offs, Mike. I love some scratch-offs.
Seriously?
And I remember signing it, and I had to be careful because I loved going down to the dog track over here at Derby Lane and betting on some dogs.
The good old days.
Where you could get two beers and a hot dog for $5. That was living the dream there, Mike. And NCAA wanted to put the kibosh on that? I'm playing away.
And then we will write up your alley. Peter Gallenbach, of course, the New York Times best-selling author of, I think he's got over 36 public books he's authored and penned. And he'll be here to talk a little hot stove. It is heating up right now.
Yeah, Shohei Ohtani. He's out there looking for places to go. And hopefully he ends up with the Toronto Blue Jays, because I've been calling him to win the World Series for quite some time. And I think that'll be just enough to push him over the edge.
What's your loyalty to the Rays? We don't want him in the division, but it's inevitable.
It is, but I'm just saying, Mike, I've been calling my shot for a little while now, and I'd like to be right one
inaccurately
time.
Do not be betting on your app, by the way, of the odds for the
I did look at the futures on it, and I wouldn't be winning too much. They're favored quite a bit.
The Blue Jays again?
Yeah, they're up there. They're not as low as I think the Rays. I think the Rays are a little bit lower than the Blue Jays, actually.
Well, they are every year. But they overcome that, and we'll talk a little bit about that as well. They did a superb job yesterday on Joe Geiger's show with Gavin Van Dyke, and he's gonna take time right now and break down what's happening in high school football, the college scene, and of course next Saturday on the 16th. Launches the bowl season. 42 bowl games. 42. And I got the breakdown here. We'll talk about some of the unique names in that last half hour, too. There's some goofy bowl games out there, but 42 of them. I'm looking forward to each and every one of them. Joseph?
Well, to start off.
Well, if I potted you up.
Well, to start off, in college football, Dylan Gabriel, Oklahoma's quarterback, officially is transferring to the Oregon Ducks. So there's your first transfer portal buzz of the day.
He's going to Oregon?
Yep. He was Oklahoma's quarterback.
I knew he was on the move, but I didn't know it happened that fast.
Yeah, it just happened this morning. Anyway, for Florida football, the state championships in the 1M final, Chaminade Madonna beat CCC 56-0. In the 4M final, which was yesterday, Columbus beat Mandarin 38-19. Today at 10 o'clock, live right now on Bally Sports, it's Berkeley Prep versus Miami Norland in the 2M championship game, Berkeley Prep out of Tampa. Today at 3 p.m. is the 3M final between Homestead versus St. Thomas Aquinas. Some soccer scores from this week in the high school world. On Monday, Bogey beat Lakewood 4-0. Pinellas Park beat Gibbs 7-0. Boys soccer, Boca Ciega beat Lakewood 4-0. Pinellas Park beat Gibbs 9-1. On Tuesday, girls soccer, Dunedin beat Clearwater 8-0. St. Pete beat Pinellas Park 8-0. Palm Harbor beat Plant 9-0. And Sickles beat Seminole 3-1. Boys soccer, Tampa Prep beat PHU 4-1. East Lake and Sun Lake with a 2-2 tie. Dunedin and Clearwater won 1-0. Pinellas Park beat St. Pete 3-0. Girls soccer Wednesday, Lakewood at Northeast. Northeast won 5-0. St. Pete and Calvary played to a 0-0 tie. Largo beat Tarpon Springs 2-1. Boys soccer on Thursday, Clearwater and Countryside. Countryside won 7-0. Boys soccer Thursday, Eastlake beat Osceola 2-0. Boca Ciega beat Gibbs 8-0. Tarpon Springs beat Largo 2-1. And Palm Harbor beat Seminole 5-0. And on Friday night, Eastlake beat Osceola 2-1 in girls soccer.
That's all brought to you by our good friends at Body Armor, of course. Our Body Armor Prep Connection, high school headquarters down here. We're going to start doing Player of the Week in the world of basketball, boys and girls, after the first of the year as well, right?
Yeah, we'll get one out probably each month.
And one of the things that I definitely want to do now the season's ended is we will, on our social media, we'll take, was it 11 players or 12 players that we selected for the Player of the Week?
We had the first 10 weeks of the season and then a couple in the playoffs. So.
Oh, we had one player that was the player of the week twice.
Yeah.
Well, what we'll do is we'll post them on social media and get people to vote, and then we'll have our player of the year, and then in early January, we'll have them down here at Ferg's.
Sounds like a good idea.
So anything going on in the college scene? Pretty quiet today. You got a lot of, I still call them, and I'm sure you do, we still call them, that 1A, Division 1A playoffs. You've got North Dakota State and South Dakota, Idaho and Albany, South Dakota State, Villanova. But the big game today in college football would be
the Army-Navy game.
Break that down a little bit and tell Ben what you had yesterday for a segment. Right up your alley.
We had a little jersey bracket of the best Army-Navy jerseys since they come out with a new one every year for this game. I believe our winner for best overall jersey.
You guys were confusing me. There are so many options.
Between the two was the 2021 Navy jerseys, which had the a white base with the wavy design on the shoulders.
I like that. I like a good jersey pick off, you know. Jerseys are one of the best parts about, I think, college football. I've seen some crazy ones out there. Who was it that had, like, the grimace-looking character earlier this season?
Oh, that was Western Kentucky. They had a...
That was my Hilltoppers,
that was,
baby.
That was big red on the helmet.
Yeah, I like that. The little grimace knockoff, you know, I love it.
Well, it just looks like a blob. When it first came out, you know, I get my alumni letter from Western Kentucky, and I'm like, what in the hell is that? That is our mascot?
they had it position specific on the helmet, so the quarterback would throw it each in different shapes.
I thought that was very cool. Anyway, if you've got a game you want to watch, or there's college basketball is at, believe it or not, the beginning of the season, but it's at its height right now with some incredible matchups this early in the season. Come on down to Ferg's. We got 104 televisions at this location. We're across from Tropicana Field. It's going to be a very festive environment. Mr. Christmas has overdone it again, and every week we're going to up our game. We've got Santa down here next.
Santa Claus?
Santa's here next week, baby. Santa's coming with his elves. Next week, you'll be sitting right there by the East Lake girls, and you'll be signing autographs and kissing babies and patting dogs. More pictures get taken of people with their dogs than kids. Now, that's sad.
And, Mike, I'll tell you what. I'm about to be an elf for the Wally's Winter Wonderland on the 15th at Seminole High School.
It's going to be
me as an elf, and one of the APs is Santa Claus, and we're going to be waving all.
Is that part of your teaching contract?
That's a little extracurricular, a little after hours for Coach Botham.
I'm getting moisty-eyed. I'm so proud of you. You're like a son of mine going out there and making a fool of yourself as I do each and every Christmas. I'm driving down last night to the Hippie Shack with my friends and meet Terry, another one of our great clients, and people are driving by, and they got to be, on some kind of substance. They're waving at me, "Hey, Santa!" I'm slowing down, taking video. I'm thinking, "Oh my God, my kids or my grandkids saw me right now, I'd be dead." All right, time to move on to our Body Armor Rowdies, of course, soccer segment. We'll bring the East Lake Lady Eagles up and get them in the house. Jim Hart's on hold. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
What's happening, Mike? How are you? How are the girls doing down there?
Well, the girls are just getting ready to position themselves in front of me. And gee, I almost forgot, and I'm glad that you sent me a reminder. In fact, I was hollering over at the girls. They probably thought, what is wrong with me? I forgot we had Maya on prior to the announcement that the Trinidad and Tobago national team, the goal setter, and she was a breath of fresh air in her pops, and it was a lot of fun. You'll have to put the headphones on because when it comes to soccer, I'm just learning about soccer. In fact, I have a book upstairs in my office called Soccer for Dummies. You want to give her a hand over here, Joe? You got it? There you go. Perfect. Soccer for Dummies. So Jim Hart, who I call the godfather of soccer, he's going to be posing a few questions as well. So thanks for coming down, ladies, on a Saturday morning. I'm sure there are a lot of other things they wanted to do, Coach, besides come see the old man.
Yeah.
But you'll have some fun, and your parents will be able to listen to it, and we'll archive it. So, Coach, why don't you introduce who we got here?
Well, on the far left, we got Abby Morales, and middle, Mia Dodrocki, and then right here next to me is Dalma Zaba.
All right, Coach, nice and loud, like you're talking to him at coach at practice. So we'll start to the left, young lady. Your name?
Hi, my name is Abby.
Good job, Abby, talking right into that microphone. What position do you play?
I play any midfield position on the field.
I have actually just learned through my evolution of soccer where that would be on the field because I went to a Rowdies game. I had to have kids around me explaining everything to me. So, midfielder. What year are you?
I am a 2024, so I'm a senior right now.
So you're a senior, okay. And you guys obviously have a storied program, successful up there at East Lake. Jim has briefed me on that. What's your favorite memory? How many years have you been at East Lake? All four?
Yes, all 4 years.
What's your favorite memory?
I would say that every memory I have with the team is really special. Definitely as a senior, so anytime I get to experience anything with the people I'm around, it just means a lot to me.
Anything in particular that you personally have done? One memory? You could go back to travel soccer or club?
I guess making the varsity team as a sophomore was really important to me.
Oh, that's very, very cool. Very cool. All right, now. Since we have the Christmas theme down here, what is your favorite Christmas movie?
I like Elf.
Atta girl. She likes Elf. There you go. When my kids were growing up, I thought that is the stupidest movie in the world. Now it's one of my favorites. What about your favorite Christmas song?
I like Baby Please Come Home by Mariah Carey.
Number one in the world, and the number one played song of all time. I didn't embrace that either because I'm an old dinosaur. Now it's number one on my playlist. All right, so you want to do a shout-out to anybody at home?
Shout-out to my dad I think he's listening on this right now. And shout out to my mom too.
Their names?
Oh, shout out to my dad Felipe Morales and my mom Jennifer Morales.
Beautiful. Any siblings?
Shout out to my older brother Felipe Jr. and my younger sister Emily Morales.
Did they play soccer?
My brother does lacrosse, and my little sister plays soccer on the JV team.
Just lacrosse? I'm starting to embrace that game. That's a cool game, too. All right. Anything else you want to... Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
Good answer. This stage of your life, good answer. You got plenty of time for that. All right. Anything else you'd like to say out there? You want wish anybody a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays, everybody. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Christmas.
Beautiful. Way to touch all the bases. All right. Who do we have right here?
I'm Mia Quatrochi.
Nice and loud, young lady.
Mia Quatrochi.
Okay. What position do you play?
I play center mid and left wing.
I think I know where that is. I'm getting there. What year are you?
I'm a senior as well.
Another senior. That's great to see. What's your favorite memory at East Lake or a personal that you accomplished?
Probably my own personal favorite memory was my freshman year. I gave the winning assist for our regional quarterfinal game against Largo.
Took down the Lady Packers, did you?
Yes.
Well, at any time you can do something successful in a regional game, that's going to stay with you the rest of your life, believe me. And you girls will have that camaraderie, and you'll remain friends for a long, long time. People don't believe this, but that's the beauty of high school sports is you develop, and I'm a testament to it, 5 decades this lasted, and I still consider some of those guys my best friend. I don't see them for 30 years. So these times you're spending together are very valuable the rest of your life. Okay, so... want to do a shout-out to anybody at home?
Shout-out to my dad, Joe. He's the best. He's like
you're
best
the best,
friend.
Joe. You got a beautiful young lady here.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
And my two sisters, Ellie and Nikki.
Ellie and Nikki. How old are they?
They're both 22.
Oh, so you're the baby.
Yes, I'm the baby.
Are you spoiled?
A little bit.
Coach is over here nodding aggressively. Yes, spoiled. Your favorite Christmas movie?
My favorite Christmas movie is Home Alone. Classic.
You got one or two? Maybe both?
Yeah, both. It's a tough call.
Yeah. It's a tough call. I used to do trivia on this on the radio. People call in. Home Alone 1 or 2. It's a toss-up, basically.
Yeah, it is.
Your favorite Christmas song?
Last Christmas is probably my favorite Christmas.
That's a great one, too. All right. Anybody else you want to do a shout out to? A special memory, Christmas memory? Any of you?
No, but shout out to the rest of the East Lake soccer girls who aren't here.
Very good. Very, very good call. You'll have fun down here, and then you convince them, and I'll invite Coach or Jim Hartwell come down in another time. All right. Your name, young lady?
I'm Dalma Zabo.
Hello. What year are you?
I'm a senior as well.
All seniors. Yeah. Good call, Coach, because we got plenty of time to get the other young ladies down here. What position do you play?
I play right center back, right outside back and center back.
Okay, hold on a second. I got my Soccer for Dummies book in front of me, and it positions everybody.
It's all defense.
Oh, D. I like yes. D. Yeah, I play D, but it was the other football.
Okay.
So one of your favorite memories in the 4 years you've been at East Lake?
Honestly, okay, any Palm Harbor soccer game, everyone knows they're the biggest rivals with PHU. The week following before, we're all hyping each other up, and, you know, everyone's working each other up. We all, it's always a big game. Everyone puts in their best effort. So.
What do they call that game? Is there a rivalry name to it?
Think so. I think it's just like our PHU rival game.
Now, is that the field? And I know Jim will insert here. Is that the graveyard? Their place, they call it the graveyard.
I don't think so. I know field the lake, right? But I don't know if they have a name for their field.
Oh well, I think
it should be the graveyard, though.
Well, someone said it was the graveyard and wanted me to go, and I said at 67 years old, I don't want to go near any graveyard there. I thought that was it. So that's your rivalry every year. That's the one.
That's always. I look forward to it. It's just.
That's
it's
the one that has the most emotion, and you get the student body
we
involved.
We get a bunch of students out there, especially PHU. They're really good at getting their student section out there.
That's cool.
It's wild.
Yeah. That's really cool. All right. Your favorite Christmas song.
Christmas song. Honestly, anything by Michael Bublé. I like the... I don't remember the name of it, but...
Good God, I can't believe a young lady your age would say Michael Bublé. Bravo.
Good stuff.
All right, and then the movie.
Polar Express, a classic.
Polar Express year, with Tom Hanks. I never thought I'd get that one.
I love it.
My daughter, who's a thousand times brighter than me, that's hers too. So,
really?
Yeah, because she breaks it down. Dad, look at the great animation, this and that. I'm like, it's a movie to me. Shout out to anybody at home?
I would shout out my dad, Andy Szabo. He coached me ever since I was really little. He's coached all of my siblings and always been my biggest supporter. Also, I would like to shout out Coach Casey White. She was my club coach the past like 3 years, and she's just really helped develop me as a player and become who I am today.
So your pops was your coach?
He was, yeah.
Was that fun or sometimes it was a little intense?
It was always fun, honestly. Like, I really liked him having, because that's all I ever knew is, like, he was always there and, you know, pushing
Did
me,
he
like,
play soccer?
He did, yeah. He played semi-pro in Slovakia.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's perfect.
Yeah, he was really
cool. So he had real passion in it, and then he has this daughter.
Absolutely, yeah. I have three older siblings, and he coached all of them, too.
You're the baby, too?
I am, yeah.
Spoiled?
Absolutely.
Coach did a half one with you.
I hope I don't show it, but my siblings would definitely say.
Well, you all seem like great young ladies. Hey, I forgot to ask you. Boyfriend?
Absolutely not.
Good call. Good call. All right, are you ready for it?
Yes.
Boyfriend?
Absolutely not. No boyfriend.
That makes your daddy very happy. I got one daughter, and I'll tell you what. She finally started dating when she went to college in Chicago. I'm like... I was jumping for joy. I waited that long. You got plenty of time for that. Okay. You ladies, all Rowdies fans? Like going to the Rowdies games?
I've gone to the Rowdies games since I was younger. I would always go with my dad, and we lived in Texas at the time. And before we moved to Florida, every 4th of July, we watch a Rowdies game. So it's something that's, like, very memorable to me. So I do really like the Rowdies a lot.
Well, when their season opens up, Coach, and I'll give you my contact information, we'll get your team and the followers, the families, tickets on Ryan Helfrich. He's the president down there of the Rowdies, and we'll get you guys tickets. And Jim Hart will coordinate that. Well, should we let the godfather of soccer, Jim Hart, into the conversation? Probably waiting with bated breath to talk to Coach about something that makes sense in the world of soccer. So take it away, Jim.
I think the girls are doing a fantastic job, and I love the favorite memory, making the team. You know, you play hundreds of games, but you only make the varsity team for the first time once in your life. What a great memory. And shout out to teammates and shout out to Dad, Andy Szabo. What a great guy he is, too. So good. And I love to hear the girls talk about the Palm Harbor game. You know, we had Coach Randy Eirich on this show a couple weeks back, the Palm Harbor coach. And he was talking about the East Lake game and how much he looks forward to it. Girls, talk about that Palm Harbor game this year coming up for you.
I would just say that we're all super excited for it. I guess, like, as seniors, we always are looking forward to this game and everything. And I think this is definitely the year that it's probably going to be the most competitive it's ever been. So we're excited to go out and hopefully take the dub.
Love to hear that. And also excited for the season that you guys are having. It sounds to me like you were minutes away from making it to the Champions League Final Four. Talk about that Sun Lake team that you just played. How good are they?
It was a hard fought game. I think we really gave them a run for their money. It's hard when you go to a different stadium and are not playing at home and all the extra stuff. But as a team, I was really proud of everyone. We gave our best effort. I mean, we had a freshman score the first goal. It was definitely a slap in the face for Sun Lake. So even though we didn't make it, it was a really good, you know, boost in morale for us getting ready for the rest of our season.
Yes, games like that will get you ready, especially for districts and for the state tournament. So you three seniors, what kind of goals do you have for the team this year?
I would probably say just all staying together and pushing through. It's really hard as a senior, especially if you're not going to play college soccer, to just keep your head in the game knowing that you only have a few games left and sticking with your team. So I would say just all of us to keep putting our everything into it as the season comes to an end.
That's great.
Said like a coach's daughter. A good coach speak right there, Jim.
Well, that kind of mentality is going to give the team the best chance at having success. If you stay focused on the little things, the big things take care of themselves. That's what they say. And togetherness is the most important thing in winning a soccer game, as you girls know. So how cool is it that you guys are in this position to really make history at Eastlake? And it feels to us in the soccer community watching you girls this year, like with the senior leadership that you have, plus the infusion of young talent that's come into your team, that you have what it takes to give Palm Harbor a run for their money. And at least that's what I hear people say.
I think it's absolutely amazing that we get the opportunity in order to like bring Eastlake to greatness and be a part of history. For the past couple of years, we haven't had the best turnout against Palm Harbor, but definitely this year we're going to give them a run for their money. We're an amazing team. Our team chemistry has really grown over the last couple of weeks, and throughout our games, we've just really learned how to grow and build together. And it's so nice to be one of the captains and one of the seniors there who's able to witness all of it. It's a great way to end off my high school career.
That's beautiful. Hey, Coach, how do you think the team looks for the remainder of the year? How do you look for the Palm Harbor game? How do you look for the state tournament?
Well, I think we're growing as a group every week. Playing the different types of competition through the Champions League and some of our regular season games, it's really going to prepare us to play against Palm Harbor. So I'm really looking forward to it.
That's great. Coach, did you have what was the awareness that the team had of Maya making the Trinidad and Tobago national team and turning out for them? Was that something that people knew much about?
Right on top, rather quickly, and we all kind of had to pivot and really support her for that. Not only off the field, but on the field as well. And once we found out, everybody was supporting her and pushing her to have a great trip.
What a great opportunity for her understudy, whoever that is, as well, to step in and be ready to play. Coach, how does your JV team look this year?
Sorry, say that again?
How does your JV team look?
Our JV program is top-notch in the area, and Coach Demi has taken over for us the last 2 years and really pushes them to be not only great in their season, but prepared to step into a varsity match whenever they're called upon.
That's fantastic.
Very proud of them.
That's fantastic. Well, Coach, we're so glad that you and the girls were able to come down to Ferg's and be a part of this today. We're excited, and I think you guys served notice this year that the Champions League could be in your future as well. Unfortunately, we couldn't get those girls down there to Al Lang this year. But they'll be back, and your team, I think, is on the upswing. Hopefully we'll see them at one point in this Champions League Final Four. But good luck for the rest of the season, Coach. And girls, thank you so much for being a part of this show.
Appreciate it, Coach.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you.
So,
any of you girls have aspirations of continuing going to play, going to college and getting an education and possibly playing, any of you?
I plan to play college soccer, yes.
Okay.
I don't think I'm going to play college soccer, but I definitely want to stay like involved in an intramural.
Exactly. Club. I mean, there's so many things when you do go to college that you have an opportunity to participate, like you said, intramurals. Yeah. Your dad might even talk you into in the summertime coming back and coaching some of the younger ladies.
Oh, absolutely. I would definitely want to continue coaching.
How about you, Captain? You didn't tell me in your intro that you were a captain. Congratulations. That's got to be a great privilege when your fellow teammates vote for you.
Yes. So all three of us right here, we are all captains of the team.
Oh, really? Great job, young ladies. Coach brought the cream of the crop down today for me. Hey, Coach, before we move on, give me a little bio behind you. Where you're from originally, how you got to Eastlake.
I grew up in Tarpon Springs. Been coaching at Eastlake for 9 years now. I was part of the club side for the first nine or ten years coaching, and then switched over to the high school side when the East Lake job came open.
Well, you've obviously done a superb job. I appreciate you taking time to come down and visit with us today. Grab yourself a body armor, and if you could get a picture here before you take off, I'll tell you, you are the third girls team we've had down, and for some reason we were just dropping the ball, is the bottom line. And it's been lovely, a lot more engaging than the guys are. And I've had East Lake basketball here of late, but a lot more articulate, outgoing, friendly, and fun to talk to. And I appreciate you coming down and wish you all happy holidays. And your family should be very proud of you. And we'll get you the information where this is archived so you can listen to it and brag to all your friends too. Here we were. And not one of you choked. You could take over this mic and the show would go a lot easier. All right. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back and talk to my good friend John Ruggles. He's on hold and waiting. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back here at the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
The first quarter is over.
Never show weakness. The only pain that matters is the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection with partner RadioSt.Pete.com launched a new sports streaming channel, Florida Sports Stream, on RadioSt.Pete.com. Florida Sports Stream provides local and national podcasts, radio shows, live events. The Tampa St. Pete Prep Connection will broadcast Florida high school boys and girls sports, live play-by-play coverage, media days, award ceremonies, positive stories and content across Champa Bay, Florida, and the USA. From the Pee Wees to the Preps to the Pros, recognizing positive participation in sport and the people that make a difference. Podcasts include NASCAR, Florida Fishing, MMA, Rays, Rowdies, Bucks, Lightning, local media personalities, pickleball, local colleges, FCA sports, Florida Sports Hall of Fame, and NFL Alumni Tampa. Just a few of the shows and podcasts with dozens on deck. That's Florida Sports Stream on RadioSt.Pete.com, supported by Body Armor, Sea Dog Brewery, Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, and Ice Pick Vodka. Take a listen and have a championship day.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. Want a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront, Ice Pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
Pulling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. That was a nice Body Armor High School headquarters conversation with the East Lake Lady Eagles and their coach John. And I appreciate you guys coming down. I thoroughly, Ben Bothell, and I'm sure you enjoy, you know, what you're doing for a living. You have a passion for it as a teacher and a coach. And working with the girls just seems to be a little easier.
Yeah, the girls are a little easier to talk to. The guys are a little too cool for school most of the time. I will say that. But once you get to know a lot of the guys, they'll open up a little bit more to you, especially if you're a coach. you know, in my shoes, they tend to try and come hang out in my classroom. I tell them no, of course, Mike.
You're young. You're 25 years old. Yep. So you're one of the youngest on the staff, I'm sure.
I was the youngest until they made a new hire. There's a new hire. I think she's like 22 years old, but she's just a test coordinator. She doesn't teach much.
He's Ben Botham. We're brought to you each and every Saturday, as I said, by Coca-Cola Body Armor. And then, of course, our adult conversations in the second hour, brought to you by Shipyard Brewing, Sea Dogs Brewing, and Ice Pick Vodka. We'll talk about our list of sponsors after we talk to John Ruggles, a guy who knows about teaching, coaching, mentoring. Just did a fabulous Facebook post that I saw this morning about 4:45 in the morning. Couldn't sleep, John Ruggles, and I went to Facebook, and there you are with a nice testimonial, brother. How are you?
Yeah, good. I'm doing great. Yeah, we were in the studio a couple days ago, and did a nice testimonial. I had gotten asked to write a little bit in a leadership collective ebook, and they were giving out copies for free, and so wanted everyone to be able to grab a hold of it if they could. So, yeah, it's a pretty cool little project.
Well, you were in the FCA organization, and now you've moved on. Still, of course, a big supporter of the FCA, I know. Tell the audience a little bit what you're doing now, and then let's talk about this bowl game that's right around the corner.
Yeah, so it's Elevated Mission, and actually the leadership team that was alongside of me over at FCA has come alongside me here at Elevated Mission. We're empowering athletes and coaches to unlock their inherent power, peace, and purpose on and off the field. We're a nonprofit Christian sports ministry, and we're just trying to nurture the complete athlete and coach, and to be able to do a holistic approach to really help them to be the best they can be.
Well, you certainly have done that most of your life, and I applaud you for that, you and my buddy Coach Shank. But you two are partnering up together on some exciting news in the high school bowl season. You got some plans for the collegiate world. Let's talk about what's right around the corner from a high school bowl game all-star, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got the Elevated Mission All-American Senior Bowl. It's presented by U.S. Army, and it's powered by 10 Performance. We're super excited to bring in these athletes on February 3rd into the Tampa Bay area, and people will be able to come out and see these athletes literally from all over the country, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Texas, Kentucky, all over, and a lot of stars right here from the Tampa Bay area as well. And these are young people that are great athletes. We're sitting there breaking down huddle films, watching all the players that got nominated by their coaches, and just amazing athletes. And many of them either are under offered or don't have any offers to go play at the collegiate level, and we want to showcase them. We've got schools like Nebraska and Toledo coming in to watch these guys and maybe give them a last chance shot at playing at the D1 level. But we've also got NAIA and D2 schools coming in, and if all they've got is D3 offers or no offers at all, given that opportunity. Last year when we did our all-star game, we had a young man that was playing six-man football, had no offers, and now he's playing football at UCF over in Orlando. And so there's a lot of exciting opportunities like that that we want to provide for hardworking, good young people that just need an opportunity for what's that next right step in their life.
Well, one of the things that I do like is the fact that you're inclusive for the NAIA schools, the Division II schools. Too many coaches, unfortunately, you know, they're underpaid at the high school level. They don't have the hours. They don't have the connections or the knowledge. And you're able to bring that other level of opportunity for kids to continue playing. I know my son played NAIA and played in the national championship and thoroughly had the time of his life. I applaud you guys for bringing that level to them as well.
Absolutely. I love the NAIA level. You can get your school paid for. A lot of times athletes can stack those scholarships both academically and athletically. And gets people that wouldn't be able to afford college otherwise a chance to do that and to continue to compete. As long as sometimes they get opportunities to play at the next level beyond that, if they can showcase those skills at that level. But we just want to help find people the right next step. Like last year's game, we had 9 folks go with one of our sponsors, which is the Marines, and sign up to be a Marine, along with 13 that received college football scholarships. And we had 13 that raised their hand to accept Christ as their Lord and Savior. So we just want to help with that next step. In so, we've got a new sponsor this year that wants to help them in the trade. They're looking for young men that know how to work in a team environment and work hard. And so they're looking for a high school football player. So we're going to offer them the Army. We're going to offer them a trades opportunity. And we're going to offer them college football scholarships coming out of that game so that they can take that next right step.
Well, that story that Coach had from UCF, very interesting to that young man. Heck, that could be movie material.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, you know, I remember getting the text. I was actually doing a chapel for one of the local high schools. It was just before the game on Friday night, and I got a text from Coach Shank as I'm up there talking to the kids, and he's like, look at this kid. And he was at a Hernando Christian game, six-man football game, and there was a 6'8", 250-pound quarterback playing for Hernando. And I said, yeah, I think we need to talk to that kid, Coach. So that young man ended up going and starting a Bible study at his high school, leading that, and then getting an opportunity to play at UCF. And we're super proud of Ethan and just everything. We're probably going to put a little film together just to be able to show, you know, what can take place if you just help these young people take that next right step.
You know, one of the real challenges Coach and I were talking about it, is the portal transfer situation these days. These college coaches have to put a lot of energy into the college portal and keep their finger on the pulse and get some of these older athletes that are ready to go versus the energy they put into the high schools. And it's kind of sad for the high school recruiting piece, but it's just a fact of life of this greedy wild wild west that NCAA college football has become.
Yeah, you got, you know, 17, 18 year old young people having to compete with 20, 21, 22 year old individuals that have already played at the college level.
Or older.
Exactly. And it's almost impossible for them to compete. You know, it's a good opportunity for the junior college level and, you know, being able to get, they used to just be getting the kids that maybe academically didn't qualify. Now they're getting really quality athletes that are actually academically qualified. They just can't find the right opportunity, you know. And so it's, you know, the day one of the transfer portal this year, 1182 entered the transfer portal. That was over 400 more than the year before, and it just keeps growing. And so the high school kids are at a super disadvantage in this, we want to help them get those opportunities. Sometimes they just need a coach to actually look at them. You know, they're in a remote location. You know, we got a young man from Michigan, kind of out in the middle of nowhere. He plays eight-man football. That's going to be coming down to our All-American game. He's 6'3", 240 pounds, just a really nice athlete. And coaches just don't have a chance to go out and, you know, go into the sticks and watch eight-man football to see, you know, that there's this amazing athlete sitting out there.
Well, John, we'll be talking often between now and your event. Coach and I are putting together a strategy, and we'll get you back in the mix. I'll figure out how we can have a presence there to archive and broadcast some semblance of it in some capacity. We'll talk about that. Why don't you let our audience know the date again, the location, and is there a way for them to watch this game?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're working on, you know, how we're going to stream that or, you know, be able to listen to that on, you know, streaming services or whatnot. I'll give more details as we move forward for sure on that. It's going to be on February 3rd, but it's going to be in the Tampa Bay area. We've got three different stadium locations that we're talking with right now and just finalizing those details to make sure we got that buttoned up. But they can already go to elevatedmission.com. and order tickets. It's $10 ticket to come out and watch, and it will be in the Tampa Bay area. And we're just finalizing a couple of more players in that mix. I mean, we're looking for a kicker in particular, we've got a lot of great young athletes, and it's going to be quite a show that these young people are going to come on. We got a lot of NFL MVP, alumni coming out and going to be coaching on both coaching staff, and we're going to have a fun time with these young people.
Well, my friend, I appreciate you taking a quick time here to join me on this Saturday. We'll be talking to you. We'll get you back on again, and maybe you and Coach come down here before Christmas, and we'll have a little celebration.
That'd be great. Love to go down there to Ferg's and hang out with you for a little bit.
All right. Well, your pipes are a lot better than mine on the air, so I look forward to having a pro in the house. Have a great weekend, John Ruggles, and I respect and applaud you for everything you're doing for the youth of the Tampa Bay and all of Florida.
Appreciate you, Mike. God bless.
God bless you. All right, that's John Ruggles. Tell you what, Ben Botham, he's right about, you know, he found Savannah State. But these coaches don't have the time to keep up with it. And the college coaches now, they're looking for the next transfer portal cat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really hard coming out, especially out of high school. And, you know, a lot of these places are now really looking at NAIs, JUCOs, places like that, just because, you know, the talent's already been established. Or even coming out of, you know, other D1 programs. You know, it's just easier to find guys that way. You have proof of product right there. You can look at their performance and say, look, this guy did this, he did a good job, and we can move forward and bring them into our program.
Well, we'll talk more about that in a second. Right now, we've got our young protege. Of course, he's Wyatt Ross. He's our Bolts insider, and they're heading to they're in on the West Coast this weekend. How you been, Wyatt?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad for an old man. One of these days we'll have to get you down here before the holidays. We've got our Santa suits on, and it's going to be 3 weeks of festive fun down here. Maybe we can get you and your father, Mike, down here. Let's talk about what happened this past week in the Lightning camp, and then what's ahead for this week.
Yeah, so it was a busy week this week for the Lightning. They played 4 games in 6 days, and they still have another one to go today against Seattle. It'll be 5 games in 7 days. They started off their road trip at Dallas, and it was a tough game last Saturday. 8-1 loss. At that point in the season, it marked 4 straight losses for the Lightning, and they surrendered 8 goals for the first time since 2021. The goal scorers included Tyler Seguin, Jason Robertson putting up 2, Jamie Benn, Victor Hedman, Mason Marchment, Joe Pavelski, and Harley and Steele. Both Vasi and Johansson got a chance in the crease in this game and respectively had a 7.78 save percentage and a 7.60 save percentage. So it was a rough start to the week, but we got our rematch against Dallas on Monday at home this time with a 4-0 win. This was Victor Hedman's 1,000th career game, and Kucherov extended his point streak to 10, his 8th time in his career with a double-digit point streak. Vasi stopped 25 shots out of 25, for the shutout, and the scorers included Nikita Kucherov, Anthony Cirelli with 2, and Luke Glendening. Next, Pittsburgh would come to town hoping for a rematch after the goalie goal. This was on Wednesday. They got a 3-1 win, and they snapped a 5-game losing streak to the Pens. Kucherov extended his point streak to 11 games, and goal scorers included Cirelli, Kucherov, Jeannot, and then Gensel with 1 minute left in the game. Vasi stopped 24 out of 25 for a 9.60 save percentage and won the first star of the game. Finally, Thursday, they headed to the Music City in Nashville, and they took a 5-1 loss. Kucherov's 11-game point streak came to an end, but Jeannot skated his 200th NHL game. The Lightning scored first, but then fell apart late and let in 5 straight goals for Nashville. Goal scorers included Alex Barré-Boulet, Parsonen, Forsberg, former Lightning McDonough, Yossi, and Trennan. So that's just a look at the week, and then we'll look at a road ahead. They play Seattle tonight at 10 o'clock, a late one. Maybe you could catch the first period of that one before everybody heads to bed. Then they got Vancouver Tuesday, Edmonton Thursday, and Calgary Saturday. It's a little bit of a Canadian West Coast road trip. Hopefully we can get 4-4. Look at the standings. The Lightning stand at 5th in the Atlantic. They're 4 games out of first place trying to catch Boston, and they are 15th in the league. Look at stats. Nikita Kucherov is leading the league in points with 44 and leads the Lightning in goals and assists with 17 goals and 27 assists. And finally, there were no roster moves this week. So roster stays the same, no call-ups, no send-downs. We'll see if the Lightning can piece together a good week and get the win here tonight.
Hey, Wyatt, you think it's safe to say that Kucherov is, he'll be, if he continues at this pace, he'll be in the running for MVP in the league, given the situation with our goalie and the environment right now that he's operating underneath. Doesn't have the surrounding cast that he has in the past. He's certainly got to be a strong candidate for MVP at this continued pace. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just starting the season with your backup goaltender the entire time, staying in the playoff race and leading the league in points. I mean, if they make the playoffs, what more can you ask for from your star player?
Well, Lightning fans are spoiled, and rightfully so. And, of course, the Lightning themselves are disappointed. But that's just the reality of the world of professional sports with cap and people retiring and movement from the trade. And number one, the biggest obstacle in all sports, we're finding that out, is injuries.
Oh, yeah. Injuries have really plagued the Lightning this season. But as you were saying, we got Stamkos coming up where we got to sign him. I mean, there's a reason our roster looks very different from that very first cup in about 2020 during the virus. But, yeah, that was it's definitely been a fun ride, and hopefully we can continue to win even with a new roster, and Breezeball can work his magic and keep some of our star players here.
Well, speaking of magic, I don't know if you're a basketball guy, but you know Paul Porter, the voice of the Lightning. He's also the voice of the Orlando Magic, and they're in first place right now. So we got a legend here on the as we speak. We've got a legend on the airways before we come on each and every Saturday. And I still want Paul Porter. I still want you to get a chance to meet him. Did you try to when you were over there the other day?
Yeah, when I did the Kids Day reporting, I got to sit next to him to do the starting lineups. It was really cool. But, yeah, I got to say hi to him, talk to him a little bit. It was really cool sitting in his seat, talking into his mic. It was really cool for me.
Special moment. Hey, if you guys have any pictures of that, send that to me. We'll put it on our social media. Bravo.
Oh.
14 years old, and I know I'm not going to say Paul's age because I'm not sure, but he's about my wheelhouse. That's the youth movement, hanging out with the legend, and, of course, all kinds of information to give you. Hey, a quick update on the high school hockey.
Oh, I'm sorry. You just cut out there. Could you repeat that?
Quick update on your high school hockey. How's that going?
Oh, yeah. So last night, 7:45, primetime game, we tied Jesuit. 0-0 game, lots of battles, lots of physical battles. But still first in our division and looking at a playoff spot right now.
Well, congratulations. I think it's that connection karma we're giving you, buddy. You guys tied to Jesuit. Are they typical? They're a power in every other sport. Are they a power in hockey?
Yeah, they're pretty good at almost every sport, but they tied us, so maybe we can put up a powerhouse in hockey. I know we had a good football season. The Cypress Creek Coyotes are coming to get you.
I like that challenge, Wyatt Ross. Well, I got to get you down here some Saturday to sit next to me, buddy, and throw you on with Joel Geiger. I'll have the youngest tandem at 18 and 14 on the airwaves. You tell your dad
right.
I said hello, and we'll talk to you next week, and then the week after it's going to be our Christmas show if you can get down here. So,
all right.
Superb job as always. Have a great weekend, Wyatt.
Yeah, you too.
Well, Ben Botham, at 14, did you know you wanted to be on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection?
At 14, I knew I wanted to play baseball, and that was about it.
Hey, you've always been focused on baseball.
Always locked into baseball. Soccer was never quite my thing.
Did you try football? Did you try anything?
I'd probably get snapped like a twig if I played football, Mike. That ain't quite my cup of tea. Maybe a kicker or a punter or something. That I could have pulled off. But.
Now, when you were a kid, did you always want to be a pitcher, or did you play every position?
I was always kind of a second baseman. I was a little bit smaller, and I had like a three-quarters kind of arm slot, and you know, I couldn't make it as a second baseman, even though I thought I was pretty all right at the position. So I decided to drop down and become a pitcher, and hey, it panned out pretty all right for me.
Who motivated you?
I was just trying to make the team, and
was there one coach that saw something in you and said, "Why don't you try pitching?"
I mean,
you just saw that as an opening.
Just saw that as an opening. I mean, I always kind of dabbled in pitching and figured I'd drop down low because I, you know, got a three-quarters arm slot. Oh, Seth McClung, he kind of helped me a little bit, drop down, worked with me there.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.